Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, the Dom Giordano Show. We got a great side question. Hit us with that all-time stage name, Lady Gaga's birthday. That's top 10 stage name, I think. Particularly if they have a rather drab everyday name and they changed it to that. So we got that going on. You just heard Riley Gaines. If you have a pulse at all, I think the low-hanging fruit is sports. Because everybody realizes I want to see if there's any place else. I don't think you can say the military anymore. The military has gone way down as far as being a meritocracy. Meaning, if you can do it, if you can play, in the world of sports, even if you're a criminal, even if you're,
I'm going through them, Don. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I'll go through them.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts of America.
Right. Gone.
Girl Scouts.
Gone.
A lot of church groups.
Definitely gone.
Sad. And it's sad, but, those are the three things that I can think of offhand that would counter with sports and drilling in good, morals and character into young children.
I think the biggest thing, aside from whether we think it's good, bad, or whatever, the first building block I was getting at is meritocracy. And she talked about at the age 4, all the way up to 22, Dan, and she said, we're looking to shave a hundredth of a second off. And Leah Thomas, don't mind my penis. Ha! Hey, have you seen my penis today? Imagine this jerk walking around in a locker room. You always wish one of them had just confronted him. Hey, buddy, put the package back. Put the package on the shelf there.
Please excuse my penis.
Yeah, can you imagine? And these Penn students. And Dan, we had, I have to take a shot at some of these callers. Well, why don't these Penn women speak up? Hey, buddy, the reason is, if I were dad in situation, I'd try to encourage him to do that. I'd go after Penn. But it takes a Riley Gaines in this situation. She's got notoriety. These Penn students wouldn't have gotten notoriety. They would have made a one-off, and then they would have been in trouble the rest of their life. The mob would be coming after them constantly. So in the world of sports, I'd still say, I know the NBA better than the NFL. If you can play, you're going to be out there. They don't care about anything else. That's a pure meritocracy. Because between winning and losing is so tight that they need every edge that they get. In the NFL, when they do the combine, they're doing 40-yard dashes down to the 100th of a second many times. And look at how basketball has progressed. Dan, we saw a G League game, the minor league of the NBA, and I'm watching these guys, and they look pretty good. But then
any dunks by Mac McClung?
Yes, I've seen the NBA at courtside, and I don't think any of these guys would ever start in the NBA. I don't even know if too many of them would make it in the NBA, and yet physically, every one of them, even in my prime, it would be very difficult, even height-wise, et cetera. That's how intense it is. That's how good it is.
I'm sitting here as a 6'8 individual.
Yes.
And when I play basketball with Maisie, I mean, she's not good, but right. I played basketball with college, you know, high school, right. college girls. And while their shooting's incredible, the passing, the right. quickness can get around me easily, my height is a huge advantage. I can just stand in
Big
front
time.
Of the net, essentially, and stop any layup.
Yeah, that's essentially right with most of them, right. Except at the higher levels, that's what you're going to
so
get.
So I have a buddy that we're both familiar with,
yes.
our golf friend
yes.
at the Masters.
Yes, Masters Flags, yes.
Yeah, he's a former high school hockey player.
Right.
And that's the, you know, highest level right. that he got to. He plays men's leagues now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he went up to a Division I field hockey program once, and he outperformed two-thirds of this Division I field hockey team, he thinks, and he was smoking a pack a day, drinking 5 days a week, and not working out.
Yes, so... Yeah, Leah Thomas is about 6'2", 6'2 and a half, whatever. This ought to be the low-hanging fruit. Here's why the women's sports thing is so important. This other stuff, we can get into the minutia, into the weeds, debating, as I said, with some of it, right? Even though the puberty blockers, the gender-affirming surgery, all the nonsense, they're making a buck off it. Dan, we have a letter here, too, that we got through a back source. And we are big fans. I'll enter this, Dan, into evidence. Like, I wish we were on YouTube today. I'll enter this as Exhibit A into evidence.
Wait.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
It's a letter, and we're not sure if it's out there publicly or not yet, that we got from the superintendent of the Central Bucks School District. And it's a long letter. To the community, ultimately. It just came out, I guess. And in there, he talks about how much pressure is going on here. He talks about the issue of all this gender identity. He says disagreeing over transgenderism, etc., shouldn't equate to disdain for those who think or live differently. Rather than fighting to normalize our own perspectives, we need a hard reset and focus on providing all students with the knowledge and competencies they'll need. And he talks about change and he talks about the stuff that's going on there. Why is Central Bucks School District ground zero? The reason is, if the mob can take them down there, that school board, in this very affluent, very big, very educated school district, well, the mob can take them down anywhere. That's what they're about. They are a mob. And Riley Gaines at Pitt actually took questions from some of the mob members, like, well, why are you looking at his penis? I mean, it just doesn't get... What the hell is... Oh, God. I'm surprised. I can think of some other people might have had an answer.
Like... In the locker room, I'm not looking around, but I've yes. definitely seen them flopping around.
Exactly, yes.
You know, it's not like I'm intentionally trying
no,
to...
No, it's hard to... By the way, your generation, I think, was the first generation that didn't shower together.
Yeah.
You know, in many high schools now, they've shut down the shower rooms. They just put storage in there because
it was
people
weird,
won't
man.
Shower
I don't know.
Together.
In high school, it's kind of weird.
Well, I think it is, too. But, Dan, prior, there might be some people listening today, prior generations to me... They actually would swim naked. And I had these guys
really?
Calling me at times saying, why are you making fun of that? Why can't you swim naked? Can you imagine swimming
so
naked?
So swimming naked in schools or
yes,
just in general?
Swimming naked in schools, yes. If you Google Rutgers Camden, I think, 1961. I remember doing this on a show and a guy sent it to me. The whole class. It's, oh, my God. Yeah, and I'm like, it's strange. Well, it's, you know, I took it for, well, I didn't have gym at Newman, but I played on basketball teams and people would shower together, you know. It's, now that I think about it, it is a little bit strange.
Did you have pools in your high school?
No. Okay. No, so I didn't have experience with swimming naked or whatever. I'm saying prior generations to that, that's what they did.
My high school in Indiana, which is... cough less right. per person than Philadelphia
yes,
per student.
Yes, we know all that about Indiana.
The taxes, there's a tax cap on property taxes.
Yes.
Oh, man. We had a full-size, Olympic-size natatorium. So we had part of gym class mm-hmm. was doing swimming, but we had to indeed wear trunks, at least.
Hopefully not Speedos. Okay. So it's 855-839-1210. Love to hear from a female athlete. You heard Riley Gaines right in the center of the news, particularly as we monitor what's going on in Nashville. It is incredible. Now, one other story, and thanks to Jim Kelly for snagging this. We have a great research staff, Jim, Dan, DJ. DJ, I've got too much today.
Head researcher, DJ.
Yeah, head researcher, DJ. Ro sometimes comes up with stuff that may work. Well, why doesn't it work? I get all these voices. What do you mean you didn't use that? That Denzel Washington has turned down Disney. It was a $30 million and then incentives offer to do a Marvel film. Now, I didn't think Denzel would do it. I admire Marty Scorsese, who says that's not cinema. And Dan, I think we're starting to see a bit of the breakaway from the superhero film. I know they're still prominent, et cetera, but I don't think it's quite the heyday that it was. And Denzel would not do it because he didn't like the woke storyline, direct quotes, right? He didn't like that. He wasn't going to be a part of that. So I did a little bit of, now I'm the biggest Denzel fan. I will do my Denzel in a moment from Remember the Titans. But he has won, I think it's 12 black Oscars, and he refuses to accept them. He's won two Oscars of the general variety, one for Glory and one for Training Day. Now, Training Day is not a great film, but he is great in it. I mean, the character, the portrayal. Maybe my favorite Denzel, though, is Remember the Titans. So they win a game. This is a black and white integrated school going through the throes of that. They win this game, and they win it because of a quarterback that comes from California with long blonde hair. And I just love it. At the end of the thing, he goes, game ball, Ronnie Bass.
Ronnie Bass.
Game ball, Ronnie Bass.
I got a montage of Denzel.
Here's a little bit of a montage. Now, I may not know. How many films are in this montage?
You got Training Day, Remember the Titans, Equalizer. Did I include Malcolm X? He might be in there.
That's right. He played Malcolm X. Yeah. Glory.
Yeah. Glory. Did I include? I don't think I included Glory.
I don't know what people think is his greatest film. I haven't watched all the, well, I like him in Crimson Tide because I love Gene Hackman playing the crusty captain, and he is the executive officer, and they're deciding what's the best course of action. We might go to nuclear war or to wait a minute.
I'm pulling up Rolling Stone's top list.
Okay. Yeah, what do they say is number one?
Number one, Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Doesn't surprise me from Rolling
Stone. Yeah. Well, Philadelphia Story plays something a little bit different for him. So
Training Day's number two, though.
Training Day's number two.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a great film. He is unbelievable in it. Here's a little bit. And Denzel Washington, biggest supporter of the Boys and Girls Club, I think arguably, is he the best actor of the last, what are we going to go back, 30 years, 25 years?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, God. See, Tom Hanks doesn't do it for me at all. I know he's versatile, Tom Hanks, Dan. But Tom Hanks, can you give me a film where there's passion, where he plays the
Forrest Gump?
Oh, God. Here we go again. He plays the decent guy. Decency is the word I associate. The all-American decent. He's like our Jimmy Stewart. I don't get passionate, though, watching
You're right.
Tom Hanks.
And it's funny you say that because we were watching League of Their Own, I said yesterday, over
decent
the weekend.
Decent guy, yeah.
But he's a drunk in the start of the movie.
Okay.
And he's
okay.
Kind of a big butthead. Right. Maisie said, well, I'm shocked to see Tom Hanks playing this kind
yeah,
of
part. Yeah, I mean, that's what he exudes. And he's very versatile. But he's not Denzel. He's not De Niro. You know, we hate De Niro's personality, politics, and all. All right, here's a little bit of an homage to the great Denzel Washington.
When I was 15 years old, I lost my mother and my father in the same month, Ronnie. Same month. 12 brothers and sisters. I was the youngest one, but they were all looking up to me. Now, I wasn't ready yet either, but they needed me. Your team needs you tonight. You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Twins right, 48-0 read. Let's go.
This is a newspaper, right? It's 90% bullshit, but it's entertaining. That's why I read it, because it entertains me. You won't let me read it, so you entertain me with your bull.
You got a choice. You got talent. You got a chance, and I want to hear about your environment and what your mama didn't give you and the white man won't give you no shot. You got a chance. Use it while you're still alive. You don't know what death is. You have no idea what death is.
Hey, on, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit.
Right. You don't rubble. Put the club soda on there.
King Kong ain't got on me.
All right, there's our tribute. You can jump in on that. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Love to get your reaction.
On Twitter, Linda's freaking out on us, saying, man on fire is Denzel's best.
That is a quirky film, and it I've seen it, Dan. What's the name? Is it Christopher Walken? Is even Rayburn, he can't be acting. He's got to be like that. It's set in Mexico, and Denzel Washington on a revenge tour is very believable and intense. I just think it's a pretty bizarre film, to put it mildly.
Another tweet for you?
Yeah.
Confederate Mark writes in, why does Dom support Title IX? Title IX is socialist egalitarianism. I should know that word. Terrible law, terrible SCOTUS decision backing it. SCOTUS known, of course, for terrible decisions. Where is Dan the Red on this? Supporting it, I guess. Where is Dom? I want to hear Carnage Radio.
Oh, my God. What is this guy?
The Title
right?
IX, I mean, it's a net positive, right?
Yeah, well, if you're talking about why does everything, the minutiae of the law, et cetera, over that, and some things that I would object to. We're talking about, though, that women's sports... Now, Title IX doesn't mean that the WNBA ought to get paid the same as the NBA. That's ridiculous. We're not talking about that. It meant that you have girls' programs in schools. What the hell is socialist about that? All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless.
I just like the last line, he wants to hear Carnage Radio. I guess that's what we gave him the other day.
Oh, yeah.
With the gouging. And
Dan the Red, yes. All right, your calls are coming up. Do you object to Title IX? Those girls are getting away with something. All right, jump in right now here on Talk Radio 1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to your Dano show. Welcome in at 855-839-1210. By the way, yesterday we had John McNesby on. And the burning question, and I'm sure he wants an answer to it, this cop who pulls over this alleged criminal, more, I think more than allegedly, the gun, drugs and all in Germantown, the guy takes off, tries to run them over, crashes into a car. They're still wanting to go after him. They didn't like his bedside manner as a cop. The question is, though, how in the world did it get implanted, the footage that was there that made them investigate about a racial slur, when the body cam doesn't show anything else? And the Inquirer goes through a long, tortured page after page today about this witness can be heard on the video questioning whether the officer had used a slur and calling the officer racist. In the days that followed, Cindy Bass, Sharif Street, Art Haywood criticized the officer's actions, saying his behavior was inconsistent with de-escalation, trust, and good community service. Numerous codes of conduct violations. And we had, as I said, John McNesby on. The police department said they couldn't release the footage due to the ongoing investigation. I want to know, how is it that we got this idea of the slur in there? Who did that? In what way did they do that? How in the world did that come up? They ought to be investigating this, that it allowed these people to rush to judgment without any repercussion. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You get in. Yes.
I don't know if you can tell me if I'm wrong in thinking. I assumed that it was an onlooker, a third party, that had taken a video, posted it to social media, altered it in some way, and it was picked up and sent to the officials.
Right.
And that's why they got word of it.
So it was sent to the elected officials.
Or sent to, you know, advocacy groups, which then alerted.
Well, the question is, though, why didn't they ask for the body cam first?
Yes.
Privately, in some way, shape, or form. And then, and why did it take Outlaw so long, Dan? This happened a while ago, to clarify. Because she's not doing the job, because that's not how she operates. Why is there no apology at this point to say, all right, we're glad to see. No, they're still going after him for the other things that they've called to light with this. Just the ridiculous situation that's out there. And I'm told now in Harrisburg, springing off not just the Nashville shooting, but sort of off the shooting of this kid that happened around the same time going to Gratz in Philadelphia, there's more movement about more anti-gun bills. Based on what? Explicitly what? Where I think we ought to be having the conversation are these so-called red flag rules. But the problem is that the red flag laws, they are very, very hard to execute. And we led off the show with a senator on CNN this morning, Rounds, from South Dakota, making the point that I would make. You know who's going to get caught up in these red flag rules, taking away their guns? That would be veterans. They're going to be one of the first targets. So I started to search for it. We're looking for it now. We may have it tomorrow. Penn State put out a training video. It was a new English department teacher. This has got to be 8 to 10 years ago. Penn State and the department chairman. And the woman comes to him and talks about this guy complaining about his grade and making her feel uneasy. And then she says, he's a veteran. He's a veteran. And then in the training video, things go off the rails. The guy is putting all hands on deck. We know what the veteran might do, complaining about his grade. This notion, and I think any reasonable person wants to be helpful, wants to be careful about post-traumatic stress syndrome. But you would hope we've gotten past the point that if someone is a veteran, the notion is you better watch out for them. They may go off at any moment. You know, we heard that stereotype for quite a while. Penn State actually put it in a training video for people in the English department, for teachers at Penn State, what to do. These were problem students, and one of them was the veteran. Can you imagine? Made national news. And I'm thinking about that when you get these red flag laws going, as was proposed here by Stevens, the Republican from the suburbs here. We had him on when all this was happening. They're very difficult to write. This woman crawled with it. Emotional problems, probably related to all the transgender back and forth. And parents were concerned she had at least one gun. Well, what action did they take? And these cases are often just the worst to make laws around. They absolutely are, because all they're going to do is restrict people that should have the right to continue to bear arms. The other side doesn't want to hear that. They think if there's a scintilla of anything to go on, you ought to be able to come in and, let's face it, they want to take away all these weapons. That's what the dream is. That's what the goal is. And then they think everybody will be safe. They don't want to hear any of the common sense arguments. Biden yesterday started talking about flamethrowers. Why are they, you know, why do these people want flamethrowers and all? He said they're illegal. Why aren't these other things? They're not. In many states, you can have a flamethrower. I don't know that you should be able to have a flamethrower, but it's just one ludicrous thought after another. But they seem to be getting traction that the media will not let this go. Here's an example. Here's Haley Jackson. This is Cut 9, and Haley Jackson's commentator on MSNBC talking to a reporter, and listen to the alleged reporter on MSNBC spin this into, well, what this is about. Republicans are floundering. They're on the ropes, and they are willing to go with anything to get away from what the thing is here. that we need to take away certain weapons. Listen to this exchange.
The conversation is pivoting, too, when it comes to some more conservative lawmakers, from changing gun laws to something like mental health, for example. Other Republicans to anti-trans rhetoric, or to calling this a hate crime against Christians. It seems like that's where the conversation is, at least in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, there's been a long list that's evolved over the years where, you know, a lot of pro-gun lawmakers have been pointing the blame. It's gone from video games. There's a lot of talk about mental health, alienation. Now there's some focus on the fact that the shooter was apparently transgender. But the bottom line is Republicans don't want to, you know, tighten gun laws. And as a result, a number of these other explanations are coming up.
All right. Again. Why? Based on what? What gun law? What is it that would have changed in this? Now, it seems to be the red flag rules, but how are they executed? What exactly are we talking about? And I gave you what some of the cautionary tale is. By the way, Dan, I just seen this now. Several outlets are reporting that Dave McCormick is poised, and I think he is, to run for the Senate in 2024. Now, he said he would call me when he announces, so we'll see if he does it. And I'm wondering, you know, I don't know that people are gaga over that. I wonder if there are people out there, listeners still, because I think I know some of them. They don't want to hear about Dave McCormick beating Bob Casey and getting that Senate seat that might give us the Senate back. Think of how important that is, how much more can be done. They want to get on the juice and go with a guy like Mastriano, the real patriot, the real religious protector, the savior, Doug Mastriano. I'd love to hear that. So look, Dave McCormick may be more moderate, for want of a better term, but I think he'll beat Bob Casey this time. I think there's more than an even chance that Casey's on the ropes here. And John Fetterman, it gets worse by the day. Not enough media coverage, but we're seeing more of it. Just in the last couple of days, I've seen more articles saying, hey, come on, how long is this going to go on?
Have you seen him?
You're not talking about the body double nonsense. You know that got over
a million
hits.
No, not
that.
Well, that's fake news. I mean, the picture that was allegedly the after picture was him just coming out of the hospital post-stroke.
I know.
No, but I'm curious. Like, has anybody seen John?
Well, yeah, his staff have seen him, allegedly.
Yeah, but I mean, like, public. He hasn't gone public.
No, he hasn't been public that I know of. Now, what are you saying?
No, I'm just curious. Like, I'm genuinely curious because I haven't been paying very close attention, but I have not seen the guy's face since he went into that.
Right. So what I'm saying is the media is doing a little bit of coverage, Dan, but given the enormity, a guy with a stroke, depression, whatever, that's missed all this, that can't do the job, couldn't do it when he was elected, couldn't do it before he was elected, and certainly can't do it now. It ought to be wall-to-wall coverage. This is one of the most prominent Senate seats in the country. How much longer does the clock tick on this before he should be removed from office by some kind of process? And the answer seems to be the media is going to play around with it a little bit. I don't think Josh Shapiro is eager to jump in there and appoint somebody. So I don't know what's going to happen. Could they really think we can go 6 years like this with Fetterman in this type of condition? And it then plays into fake news with people saying it's a body double. And Fetterman, they put a body double in there. Are they going to put him in? Can you imagine looking for a body double for John Fetterman? Is there anybody in the world that you can think of that remotely looks like John Fetterman?
What was the guy from the Goonies?
But then there's the height, too. I mean, you know, got a lot of factors here. Maybe we can shave Dan's head. He is 6'8".
Sloth from the Goonies.
We can ugly him up a bit. Sorry about that, Maisie.
And no, I can't ever be as ugly as him.
You can be the senator's wife. It'll be an improvement. 855-839-1210. Let me go to Andy in Glassboro on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Andy. Welcome in.
Hey, what do you say, Dom? How you doing?
Good, Andy.
You know, for a change, I think that the Inquirer got the police lynching story correct. I don't have it in front of me right now because I'm in the car.
Okay.
But they listed what took place. And everything comes down to the comment of one bystander who said, did you use a racial slur? From that, it became, you used a racial slur. And there was a rush to judgment, which is common, Because remember, when you're a cop, you're guilty until proven innocent. So he was guilty and had to go through everything. And politicians, as politicians will do, they jumped on that and immediately crucified the cop.
All right, now I hear
that's
you, but they're not making that clear, A, and McNesby didn't say that, Andy. You might be right. All McNesby said is kind of what I said here. There is no racial slur on there. They
absolutely, there wasn't.
Right, he said, but why didn't they just look at the body cam right away, get the body cam quickly? I'll go back and take a look at it, though, that it may be just this witness saying it. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is the politicians didn't wait to find out what was on the cameras. Their immediate response was, well, somebody said that there was a racial slur. They didn't say it was John Smith, a resident from the area.
Okay.
You know, and that's what happened.
And part two of that, Andy, then you go forward. It's an indictment of outlaw that something this serious, something this wrong, it took her forever. And even then, she just put out a statement or she released it on Twitter. She didn't hold a public hearing and saying it's outrageous what this does to the community because people won't know that this is untrue, et cetera. I have to say this. This woman is as bad as Kenny is in his non-job right now. She might even be worse. It sickens me every day that the police have to put their lives on the line with Danielle Outlaw allegedly having their back. It's beyond belief.
Well, Dom, we're in agreement. I'm not defending her because I consider her not the police commissioner, but a politician.
Well, she's just a racial identification figure. That's what she's about.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
What was your other point?
Good talking to you.
Oh, Andy, you had another point.
Well, the other point, I had another point. And it had to do with swimming naked. If you remember, I don't know if you remember, back in your high school days, the pool that Newman used was Big Brother's. And Big Brother's, although the high school did not swim naked, that would have been interesting. But the pool itself, it was open for kids. You swam naked in there. And I remember the first time we went there, they said, okay, we're swimming. You know, you swim naked here. We all looked at one another and was like, we're like 10 years old. It's like, swim naked? What's that all about? They said, oh, it's for health reasons. Okay, sounds good. And that was it. That's what you did.
Wait a minute, Andy. Do you remember the year or so that was, approximately?
Yes. Probably 57 to...
Okay.
No, 58, 62, in that range there. That was when the time when I might have been going in there. Probably, I didn't go there in high school. Okay.
For
when
health
I was in grade school, we used to go to the pool.
For health reasons. My God.
For health. That's what they said, for health reasons.
Thank you, Andy. It's always great to talk with you. Thanks. Stay well.
You got it, Tom. Take it easy.
All right, Dan, you heard it. See, I wasn't making it up. Can you imagine? Hey, kids, wait a minute. Isn't it better for everybody if you keep the trunks on? What's the health reason there? Well, you know, it's the fibers from those things and all. We need you in your natural state. How did America countenance that? That kids were swimming naked. Big Brothers. I told you, Dan, I wasn't having delusions here. I wasn't making it up for health reasons. You swam naked. Oh, my.
What are the health reasons?
Yeah.
The germs on the pants?
That's what I was trying.
Getting into the water?
Yeah.
Was this before they had, like, chlorine?
I don't know, because I told you it was a previous generation. Yeah. I have no knowledge of that, you know, of having to swim in boys' club. Yeah, we swim naked here. It's a naked pool. It's a common. What's with those others? They're perverts. They're swimming with trunks on. What's with that? We're the Greeks. It's ancient Greece.
855-839-1210. Can I say a thank you to Minnie?
Yes, please.
She says, Dom, Dan can never be uglied up to look like a fitter person. How dare you? Thank you,
she's
Minnie.
The one that came up with Dan the Red the other day, the cartoon.
She's trying to get back into good graces.
Oh, but yeah, she is. Weaseling by tomorrow's Krasnerland. We'll have to show that slide tomorrow, if you can, on Krasnerland at 4 o'clock of that picture of Dan the Red. He outed himself this week. Hey, the tournament is heating up, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if that first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net. The bet for me is still Connecticut. I think they're given 5.5. I'm taking Connecticut on that. It's all in an app that's safe, secure, super easy to use. So don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/Dom to sign up, and you'll really like the FanDuel app. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. Have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. Magical moment yesterday when Jim Kenny started drinking that water, Dan. Dan, I put you on special assignment. I told DJ, can we verify that was actually from a Philly tap?
Can we verify it was not vodka?
He's not a vodka drinker.
No?
Remember, he's a wine guy.
You're right, yeah.
At Wegmans.
It's hard to fake wine as water. Unless
yeah, that's
Jesus,
right. Did he turn it into that? But he did drink the water down sort of with that to assure us it's all safe. So I have about 30 bottles of water left over at home now for the next disaster.
Way too many water bottles now.
Candidate Alan Dom will be in studio because he's down the hall here at 2 o'clock. I'm going to ask him about that, but a bunch of other things, and we'll see who the police endorse next week.
Can I just point out the irony and the amount of water bottles, plastic water bottles that were bought because of Democrat inadequacy after these plastic bag bans and all of this. Ban the straws, but everyone go out and buy plastic water bottles. And,
here's the latest, and we have pretty good evidence on this, that the Biden administration wants to greatly curtail. It's going to cost an extreme amount of money. The Department of Energy now going after home air conditioners, window air conditioners. Now, we don't have central air, so we have a couple of window air conditioners. Maybe we have three of them, Dan. Uh-oh, we're going to be on the endangered species list with that.
Yeah.
And the claim is that you'll save a lot of money on your electricity bill. But, of course, what's going to happen is the guesstimate is it's going to cost the industry close to $100 million at least to comply with this. And the person who wrote this, criticizing this, made a great point. The South in America would never have risen to any level today. You have cities like Atlanta and others that are all that, without air conditioning. You just couldn't live there before. I mean, it just depressed everything that without a certain amount of air conditioning, how can you function? And for them, I think it's many more months than it would be here. I'm not a big air conditioning person. Ro and I, don't need a lot of air, but there are certain days.
I mean, whenever we do
outside.
Our underrated invention side question, it seems, the first car we did it a couple times now, and the first one or two times air conditioner was one of the finalists, and then we had to take it off the board.
Great because, small inventions, meaning it's not curing cancer, but if we didn't have air conditioning, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, it is, I think with me, it would be more central heating if you didn't have, after a period of time when you're seeing your breath when it's cold, it's tough. I could put up with the heat more than that. But for some people, you seem like a guy.
Would you rather go without heat or without air conditioning? Traditional gas heater or a traditional electric?
Yeah, I can go without air conditioning. Yeah, definitely. Without heat, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love the smell of a good wood stove.
Yeah, and this winter was not bad at all. Yeah. Knock on wood. We're almost out of it. All right, let me go to Jim in Northeast Philly on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jim, who has a great stage name?
Well, I got Milton Supman. He used to have a TV show with Sarah Catherine Scrum. And if that doesn't give you a hint, how about Saturday morning cartoons this guy was on?
Soupy Sales.
Soupy Sales, along with Sally Starr.
Sally Starr, still prominent in Philadelphia. All right, Soupy Sales is a good one. Let's go to Pat in Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Pat, who's yours?
Okay, Don, appreciate your show. Appreciate the contribution that Dan makes.
He's well, wait a minute. You went too far with that last word. Dan the Red, his contribution. The Communist channel, yes.
Okay, so mine is Jamie Foxx. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jamie Foxx, I think his real name is like Mark or Eric Bishop.
Eric Marlin Bishop.
Eric Marlin Bishop, yes.
Eric or Mark Bishop.
Marlin.
Marlin, yes. Yeah, the Jamie Foxx with
like
the double
fish
X.
With an O.
Yeah, yes. The double X gives it a little bit of cachet. That is a good one.
Yes.
Thank you, Pat, very much. All right, we'll take more of those. We have Dan Time with Dom today. We have Alan Dom in studio at 2 o'clock. We have Dom's Money Melody. And it's a pair of tickets again to see Adam Sandler live at the Wells Fargo Center on April 14th. Tickets on sale at wellsfargocenterphilly.com. We'll have all that for you. Riley Gaines was brilliant today. A lot of time I see people thrust into these situations, and even though they're making a good point, she really has composure. She really has a presence with this. And I think she's making a provocative point without going too far. She's still only a kid. I mean, she's just out of college. Takes a lot to do that, particularly when the mob is outside screaming at you. And idiots are saying, well, why did you look at Leah Thomas's penis? You're the pervert, honey. Can you imagine the scenario of these women, top athletes, and this jerk is strutting around in this fantasy world? What kind of people allow that? And what kind of swimming coach? That guy over at Penn, internationally now. What a swimmer. You're a clown, too. And it's a clown institution. But they have money. They have power. And they magically told us that there's nothing wrong with this, Dom. You sound like a hater. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me tell you about Captain Chuckie's for a moment. For all seafood lovers who still haven't tried Captain Chuckie's crab cakes, what the heck are you waiting for? Lent is now on the home stretch. 18 locations in the tri-state area. There's bound to be one near you. Now's the time to place your orders for Easter, Palm Sunday, coming up on Easter on the 9th. So with several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, I like the non-breaded, but there's literally a crab cake for everybody. Dessert, soup, sides, appetizers, and of course, the Dom Roll. You can literally create meals for every night of the week and not get bored. They use only the highest quality ingredients. Their Gulf shrimp, a huge hit. Remember, never farm-raised, always wild-caught. Everyone will be asking this Easter, where did you get the shrimp? Get that shrimp tray, the crab cakes, and always think delicious Captain Chuckie's items. Visit one of their 18 locations. Meet the crew in Newtown Square, Westtown Farm Market, Mullica Hill Farm Market, Jason and Bridget Lautier, in Jameson, Tony and Jamie Parson, their newest store in Cinnaminson, the Vogelsang family in Runnymede, New Jersey. Ocean City's open every Friday and Saturday, noon till 5 now. Chris and Donna Ryan, award-winning there. Remember, we love crabcakes.com.
Wrong microphone there. That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan crashes the show and takes over for some Dan Time with Dom and Dom. Today I have a couple TV suggestions. Ted Lasso, you haven't seen the new season yet?
No, Ro has given it two thumbs up. The new
oh, she's season, watching it?
Yeah, it's season 3, right?
Yes. So Jason Sudeikis is back with the crew. That's the football coach from America who goes over and coaches a soccer team. And it's the, like, I say warm as in like a feeling. It's the warmest show that I have ever watched. And it's a very optimistic, happy show. Second season kind of delved into the PC world a little bit. I was upset to see that because I was so high in the first season. So I kind of fell off in my support. But this third season now, it seems like it's returned back to the first season's quality. So I highly suggest you hop back in, Dom. I really do.
I will give it a shot. Tonight, we're doing our taxes, and then we go to a place for dinner.
You do your own
nearby.
Taxes?
No. Oh, okay. We have a tax guy who's great.
But that's the great thing about having Maisie. She's an accountant.
Maisie wouldn't want to. Oh, the amount that.
The thing is, she does it for a corporation, so she can't do personal.
She doesn't do yours?
No, her dad does ours.
He's a tax guy?
Yeah, he's an accountant.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Are you going to ask to use them now? but, Dom, so wait, hold on. Tell me where are these taxes that you're doing tonight?
Well, all I can say is that we usually have, we don't get a refund or whatever, so yeah. We have to pay. So we're just waiting to see how much.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Also, while I was watching Ted Lasso, I stumbled upon, there's a new trend, and it's getting a lot of support. I don't know if you've delved into it at all, but the new travel shows with celebrities. Have you watched Stanley Tucci's show when he goes across Italy, or Selena Gomez has a new cooking show?
I don't get the Stanley Tucci guy. The other guy I got had a little cachet, a little bit of style that killed himself on CNN.
Yeah, but Anthony Bourdain was incredible.
Yeah, but Tucci I don't get.
So Tucci, I mean, he's a celebrity first, an actor, and now he's just kind of, you're following the actor's life. But I stumbled upon this, came out last year, I believe, but Eugene Levy, you know the guy with the big eyebrows?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He did it's called The Reluctant Traveler. And it's a guy who absolutely hates to travel, but is forced to travel because he has to do this TV show. It's like a live reality show. It's actually Eugene Levy. But it's kind of fun to watch him, you know, go from hating his life and having to do like a travel vacation. And these are great destinations. He's just, he takes it for granted.
And what is that on?
Where that's on Apple TV as well. But as it goes on, you really like to see how he turns and he enjoys the first episodes in Finland. And we watched that one. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
So I do highly suggest it. But Dom, I got to get rolling because next up we have Alan Dom, who's out in the lobby right now. So I'm going to escort him into the studio. And after the break, we'll hear from him.
In addition to that, the Inquirer's got something up. I am a contrarian on this, and I know I'm going to get killed. And Dan will have listeners on his side, Dan the Red. The Inquirer's got a nice piece, advice from experts in the restaurant business and the like, taking your kids out to eat in a restaurant. I'm firmly convinced you can do that, Dan, but I'm ready for your side, the horror stories. No, those kids can't be there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, print out what the Inquirer
said. It's funny, though, because last time we talked about it was about 2 years ago, before I had a bunch of little children in my life, and now that we're, talking about children ourselves.
Oh, no, you're not getting away with it. You're going to go a day.
We want to go out to eat once we have kids, so I can't talk too much.
They're coming out of the woodwork. Horror stories they're going to have. They ought to be banned. They love restaurants and won't allow kids. I think kids can go out to eat. All right, we'll get into that after Alan Dom in studio with us. Your calls, get on that side question. Get a good one in now at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.